Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy, who directs a retreat house in the woods of Oregon. His preaching is entitled, Thankfulness Leading Us to a New Vision, and the scripture is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon the people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in disarray, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your hands, because your redemption is at hand." Well, this time of desolation is at hand. I've always shied away from announcement of the end times. We see it again and again in the history of religion, usually from some spin-off sect who are down and out and filled with doom and gloom, and worst of all, they seem to take themselves far too seriously. However, it's hard to deny that at our present time, many of the evils mentioned in the gospel are touching our modern world. Population increase, climate change, political unrest within and between states, economic rivalries, and the near exhaustion of the earth's resources have assumed a global dimension. And while I don't think for a moment that this is the end times, certainly we're being challenged to develop some more imaginative responses to an overwhelming list of challenges. There's not an evening when the news doesn't present us with some very difficult or even tragic situations. We see refugees lining up at our borders and then throughout the world. People fleeing from criminal exploitation, war, famine. We see weather devastating large regions of our country, forest fires of vastly more destructive dimensions than we've ever experienced. Then, almost every other week, some crazed person snaps and goes on a shooting rampage in a church or school, place of entertainment, or a shopping mall. We're not directly responsible for these devastating events, but we're filled with sorrow and really at a loss over what behavior we should adopt. Certainly the old answers and habits are inadequate to the sorrow of the present time. I need to step up and discover, or better, create new and more effective responses to these challenges and opportunities. Religion should not play it safe or just piously bury the dead. We're challenged to create new life, new behaviors, and a broader sense of responsibility for the challenges that face our world. Over the years, as a pastor active in peace and social justice movements, then for 11 years as a missionary in Kenya, I've had some first-hand experience and contact with some of these broader challenges that seem to be collapsing on us at the present time. This has led me to look at our traditions and to join with other men and women of good faith to create some answers. One of the most stimulating sources I have found rises up from Oakland, California, my old hometown. The magazine Tikkun is produced by Rabbi Mark Lerner, and he consistently draws people together and actively confronts the challenges of our time. Or, as its byline states, a Jewish and interfaith prophetic voice to heal and transform the world. Look it up sometime. It's very helpful. Well, in its fall issue this year, Anna Levy Lyon, who has a marvelous article reflecting her book, No Other Gods. She's a Unitarian minister in Brooklyn, New York, and makes a strong case that would bind all progressives together around the fullest understanding of the name of God and the commandments. To keep the third commandment, I quote here, is to reclaim this territory. It is to reclaim the name Yahweh, the concept of God, and the nature of reality as a free, as a force for justice and stewardship on the earth. It is to proclaim at every opportunity that the world we have been given is a blessing and that the journey of liberation is built into the very fabric of existence. This is that fall issue of 2018, page 22. I'm excited by such expressions of hope that grow out of prayerful and yet highly imaginative understanding of our common religious heritage. We need the creative prayers and deep holiness of all our religious brothers and sisters on earth. Rather than a defensive posture, we need to step up in the very name of God and reflect the new and more creative response that can be made to modern life's challenges that disheartens and defeats so many people at this time. Resting in a fuller understanding of the very name of God, the meaning and purpose of the Sabbath, and the blessed moments of inspiration that speak out of the lives of our active religious brothers and sisters, we must rest in the blessedness to be found there, and then rise up on our own in new expressions of faith and imagination, and so realize not just solutions to our problems, not just some sort of personal salvation or safety, but a whole sweep of creative discoveries of God's love for the world and all its peoples. To discover anew the kingdom of God's love, we move from despair to delight, from confusion to living faith, from duty to the realization of the very love of God, finding its full and most delightful expression in a fearful, worried, hopeless people who are now brought to life by the very name of God and a fuller understanding of what the Sabbath can be. And here then, we accept and rejoice in the promise that God realizes in the hearts of all men and women throughout the earth as his call to life finds expression once more. And for this, as always, we are forever thankful. Thank you.